Hello, and welcome back to the Kara Podcast, Knowledge Base Live. I'm your host, Connor Lee, and this episode is a little bit more of a deep dive into the resources provided by the Real Estate Insurance Exchange. This is a part two. So to answer some of these deeper questions into the resources and features that REIX provides, I have Lisa Sabo and Dave Delarand here again. We appreciate you guys coming to chat again about the Real Estate Insurance Exchange. Last episode, I mentioned that I would go a little bit more into the resources provided to the members here. It was mentioned briefly in the previous episode, but is the risk management support system that you guys mentioned exclusively for brokers?
Actually, no. The Broker Series is just part of the whole program. The Broker Series provides brokers with materials they can use when doing training with their agents. We provide a PowerPoint along with notes on topics we think are important for agents to learn about from their brokers. We're also open to feedback if brokers would like us to do this type of work on different topics. The Risk Management Support Program is about risk management education for all subscribers. It includes all of the risk management education work we do, which includes written materials, podcasts like this one we're doing today, webinars, information sessions with boards, and a whole lot more.
And all of those are available on your guys' website for them.
That's right.
Awesome. Well, thank you for that then. Getting deeper, I guess, into the resources available, I kind of wanted to ask some questions about some claims again and the processes involved to kind of begin with the experts, though. Does the REIX have their own industry experts, or are they sourced to those trusted third parties?
A lot of the knowledge and expertise comes from our very own Senior VP of Claims and Litigation, Dave Delarand. He has an extensive background in insurance and is very well versed in the real estate world. His vast knowledge and experience has given him the reputation that he has today, and industry members feel very comfortable and confident to call him to ask for advice. The advice that Dave gives helps our insureds lower the risk of a lawsuit and usually prevents a lawsuit from even starting, and that makes everyone happy. This is all part of why we started the Risk Management Support Program. We wanted to offer a program where insureds can contact us and get the help they need to lower the risk of claims against them.
Perfect. Dave is the expert to reach out to for that. Going further into the process then, what if I've received a statement of claim? What would be my next best option?
You must immediately contact REIX and report the claim. There are tight timelines for filing a defense and other things that could potentially jeopardize your coverage if you delay in reporting a claim to us.
Oh, well, I guess that seems pretty straightforward. Don't delay, people. Now, let's say I haven't received anything, but, you know, I suspect there might be an issue coming soon. Can REIX still help me, or do I have to wait until I've received something?
You don't have to wait. In fact, we encourage all subscribers to call us whenever they think they have a problem with the transaction. Dave and Nathan spend a great deal of time working with our subscribers to keep the transaction from going off the rails. This is time well spent and part of what keeps the REIX premium so low.
Awesome. And so in addition to insurance experts and everything, are there any other experts available to help with my case?
REIX has retained some of the best litigation lawyers in Alberta and Saskatchewan. The lawyers have a very strong background and work well with us. At REIX, we take a team approach to cases. We do not just hand it over to the lawyers to deal with. We give the lawyers the instructions and discuss each case with them to come up with the best defense strategy possible for our insureds. We are very confident in the many lawyers that we have working for us.
Okay, so lots of qualified choices then. Well, what if I suspect that other parties would be at fault and it's not just myself? Do I need to file my own separate claim or do they help me with that?
No, you do not. Taking steps on your own is another thing that may jeopardize your coverage with REIX. REIX takes over the entire defense of the claim. We're the experts in claims and litigation management. And if we think that another party is at fault, we will bring them into the lawsuit.
Well, that makes perfect sense. Thank you for providing that. Jumping into some hypotheticals, let's say that, oh no, I've been sued. Does REIX help with this, or is it purely for just when a lawsuit's been filed?
Now, our goal is to keep insureds from getting sued in the first place. So we encourage members to call us at the first sign something is going wrong, or if they aren't sure about the correct way to handle something.
Awesome. So they help not just preventing, but then assisting during the whole process. And you said that REIX handles all of the paperwork involved in the case?
Yes, REIX handles all the paperwork in connection with the litigation or paperwork that's involved to keep the insured from being sued. For example, REIX may step in to help with the wording of letters or documents with a matter that is faltering. Subscribers can help us help them by being meticulous note takers and keeping the paperwork on their files organized and complete.
Yes, always make sure you're documenting everything. Let's say I have provided everything needed. If a settlement happens in my claim, does that mean that I've admitted guilt?
Well, actually, guilt is a term that's from the criminal law area. REEX deals with civil law, so there's no finding or admission of guilt. However, an insured may be found liable, and that's meaning that they're responsible for a loss at the conclusion of a trial. In the case of a settlement, there's no admission of liability.
So it's not even in the same category as the criminal law. So that's good to know. To kind of, I guess, end on a lighter note then, do you guys have any advice for members being proactive and sort of preventing those claims, sort of steps that they could take?
The three points that we would like all listeners to know is educate yourself, double-check your work, and ask for help sooner rather than later. Listening to broad podcasts such as this one, using the resources from your local boards, and going on our website and reviewing the materials under our MSP program will help you learn what you need to provide the best service possible, conduct yourselves well, and avoid upsetting clients. We always stress to go through and check all of the deals you have written up to ensure that everything is correct and you or your client have not missed any of the contracts or documents you have. This will help you catch mistakes early on before it becomes a real problem. Finally, ask for help as soon as possible. If you feel unsure or uneasy about anything, contact REEX and we will walk you through what you should do. We are here and on your side not only to defend you when a claim comes up, but with our RMSP, we are here to help you prevent a claim from even starting. Use the resources available to you and we're happy to help you.
Well, thank you. That's very sound advice. And so if they feel the need to contact you, they can always reach out to you via the website, so reix.ca. Is there a phone number that they can reach out to you at as well?
Yep, the phone number is 403-228-2667.
Awesome. And remember, you can phone them if you want any advice for any legal issues with those ones too. Well, thank you again, guys, for taking the time to chat with me again. We appreciate everything and you guys coming down. Once again, as we continue to navigate through 2022, always remember to stay safe, keep calm, and care on.